Right, we're back here now with somebody that I'm super excited to have in as a guest today. Her name is Keely Moss, an Irish alt indie dream pop shoegaze, a singer-songwriter, prolific blogger of the Keely Chronicles, whose albums are floating above everything else, is receiving rave reviews, and above all, she's a good girl. Keely, a very warm welcome to Essex.
Hello, Joe. Thank you for having me. Finally, I get to be
in the nerve centre, the ground zero of Phoenix 98 FM.
And it's so atmospheric. We've even got the atmosphere coming through on your vocals. You're going to play a song for us straight away, Keely?
Yes, yeah? That's right. This song's called Seeing Everything.
Go for it.
Thank you.
Keely, that was amazing. Right, quick change over to the mic now as well. I wish, well, actually, thank goodness it's not on. Oh, here we go. Hello. Hello, put it down a little bit more and we're okay.
Okay.
There we go, that's perfect. Keely, how are you doing after that one?
Doing exceedingly good, rather like one of Mr. Kipling's exceedingly good mince pies.
Is that what you fancy? Is that what you're telling
well,
us?
Well, you know what? Considering I didn't get a chance to have breakfast this morning, my bad. I was just trying to respond to well-wishers' messages after last night's gig at the Dublin
yeah,
Castle.
Went
didn't
well.
Get a chance to have any nosh before I legged it out the door and up the road and onto the tube. But thankfully, when I arrived at the good ship Phoenix FM, there was a conveniently placed bowl of chocolate on hand, and I swiftly snaffled a mint choc club milk.
Yes.
Shout out to Club Milk there. That's not an endorsement deal that I have ongoing.
But if anybody's interested, anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
Listen, I've spoken to you before, one of my other shows that I used to do.
Yeah.
And I said to you, about half an hour is all we can film for. And it was an hour and 38 minutes.
Oh, God.
So we've got half an hour to get through this today.
I'm not surprised. I could talk the legs off, not only off a chair, off a whole series of garden furniture.
Yeah.
But I think it was also testament to the instant connection that you and I and Anil had when the moment we first met in virtual form back in those pandemic days when obviously we couldn't meet face to face. And from the very first moment we met, it was just instantaneous, that kind of like connection. So, yeah, it was clear that we were going to go on quite the natter.
Yes. And we're here now today.
Yeah.
But listen, so look, you're driven not only for your love of indie shoegaze, alt pop gorgeousness, I'd say, but also by Inga Hauser. Now, she was a teenage German backpacker that was murdered on her way to Dublin in 1988, whose case remains unsolved. Now, you've also have an extremely popular blog, The Keely Chronicles, about Inga Hauser. Now, can you enlighten us a little on Inga and how you got started writing about her on your song?
Yeah, okay, well, I suppose I should probably maybe just mention to the listeners that I am a unique proposition in music, and that I'm the only concept artist that I'm aware of, the only concept artist, certainly one, the only one with the subject of an unsolved murder as the centerpiece, and even more as the centerpiece is the murder victim, a young woman named Inga Maria Hauser, who was a very talented artist and musician and a student. She was 18 years old. She was from Munich, Germany. And during her midterm break in 1988, when all of the rest of her fellow students were staying in Munich and just hanging out or doing part-time jobs, Inga decided to set off into the world to follow her dream. Her dream was to travel. Her dream was to experience and explore and expand upon the kind of more narrow confines of her everyday life. And she set off on her own, first ever time she had ever made it a solo trip without her mum and dad. And she travelled over to, well, first she travelled up through Germany into the Netherlands, and she caught the ferry over to England, and she arrived in England on the 31st of March 1988, made her way down to London, where she spent several days sightseeing and travelling around, and was having the best week of her life. And then she made her way through England, up into Scotland, and then over to Northern Ireland. And on the 6th of April 1988, she was murdered. And it's a case it's the only case of its kind. Back in 1988, one of the extraordinary things about Inga's story is that back in 1988, it was the first and only case of its kind, in that Inga was the only instance of a sexually motivated murder of a tourist in Northern Ireland ever. Mm. And remarkably, in the 35 years since then, she is still the only instance of a sexually motivated murder of a tourist in Northern Ireland ever. There's been no other case. And as Detective Chief Superintendent of the PSNI, Raymond Murray, is on record as saying, this case is totally out there on its own. So it's a very singular case, and she was a very singular person. And something about her, I don't quite know, I can't quite attribute it to any one particular thing, but from the moment I read about her story 7 years ago, I became totally entranced, to quote Inga's own words, and just captivated by her and the story of what, happened to her, and the beauty of of her life, the poetry of motion, the fact that she was making her way in the spring of 1988 with such idealism and optimism, and then for this horrendous thing to happen to her, it's like the ultimate contrast to go from, you know, the most joyous and vibrant and vivacious week of your life to suddenly the harrowing nature of her murder at the hands of some reprehensible individuals who have still not been brought to justice. I mean, there has been a very, very, very long, striving for justice on Inga's behalf. And it has taken so many circuitous, so many turns, twists and turns along the way over the last 35 years. And interestingly, it's only really been in the last 5 years where the case has actually progressed to the point where an evidence file could actually be submitted against two individuals, but the case is still unsolved, still hasn't come to trial, and there are various reasons for that which are quite lengthy and complicated that I won't go into now. But I think it was just something about Inga spoke to my soul and touched me in a way that nothing else ever had. And that night when I went to bed, having read about her story, I woke up in the middle of the night crying. And I never wake up in the middle of the night. I'm one of those people who, once I go to bed, I'm out cold for eight hours or 9 hours, yeah, or as many hours as I can sleep on the road, which isn't many. But I woke in the middle of the night in tears. Ever since then, I've resolved to make this my life, to write about her and try to keep her in the world as an artistic presence.
But that's what you're doing with your songs, essentially. Like, you know, you're ensuring that Inga stays at the forefront of people's minds. Because every time anybody tells me, oh, have you listened about one of the podcasts? You know, people always do those murder podcast things. I always say, have you heard of Inga Hauser? You need to go and read the Keeley Chronicles. So listen, Keeley, again, there's so much to talk about on that. But I'd love you to play another track now, if you could.
Sure.
Pick up your, you've got to walk over to the other side, haven't you? But what one are you going to play for us and tell us a little bit about it?
Okay, thank you, Joe. Well, I'm gonna play a song that we actually, my band and I, we were playing last night at the Dublin Castle in Camden at the start of our UK tour. And we played this song last night for the first time ever. And it was released as a double A-side single recently. It was the most, before the current single, so I don't know if everything else, it was the most recent single. But we'd never played it till last night. And it's a very autobiographical song. It's one of the songs, because even though all the songs I write are about Inga and about her story, they're written from a multitude of angles. Yeah, so some are written from her perspective, some are written from her family, or they're in the investigators. But this song is actually written from my own perspective, and it concerns the time that I retraced her steps and undertook a backpacking trip of my own and revisited every town and city in the sequence that she had done that in 1988. So over the course of 4 days, I travelled from Dublin to London, and then I went from London to Cambridge, Oxford, Bath, Preston, Liverpool, Inverness, Glasgow, Ayr, Stranraer, and over to Larne in Northern Ireland. So it's the story of that backpacking trip and what happened to me on the way, and how there are certain parallels with Inga's backpacking trip. But then there's a very kind of a bittersweet, a conclusion to the song, which you'll hear in the lyrics.
Let's have a listen then. I'm looking forward to this. I do always feel privileged when anybody's playing here on a Drive Live session. So here we go. Keeley's just got to quickly move over to the other side. There we go.
Stations.
I bought an interrail ticket and hit the road. 4 days through the UK, rain, wind, and cold. My cousin said, why can't you just stay at home? Wherever you go, I follow. Stations. from Dublin to London, on to Oxford town, Bath to Preston, Inverness, then Glasgow bound. My mother said, don't you take a leave off the boat. Wherever you go, I follow. Even the little railway stations. We both took a left off the boat, but you never made it home. We both took a left off the boat, but you never made it home. Wherever you go, I follow. Even the little railway stations. Wherever you go, I follow. Even the little railway stations. I follow. I follow. We both took a lift off the boat, but you never made it home.
Wow. Okay, so we'll be back here on Phoenix FM after the break with more music from Keely. Right, you're back here on Phoenix FM with me, Joe Bailey, on Drive in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. Now, we're here still with Keely Moss, who's going to play another track for us. Keely, what have you got coming up for us next? Which mic are you using? Hang on, there we go.
Okay, yes, right. So this next song is also from, like the first song I played, Seeing Everything, this is also from the album Floating Above Everything Else. It's called Echo Everywhere. Your shoulder sag, your blue rucksack, your dress and denim and dreams at sea, alone, so far from home. Adventures that you see. I hear your echo everywhere. I hear your echo everywhere.
is there. I hear your echo everywhere. Stranraer, to learn a bridge too far, a favor from a fiend, a life erased. Your trust betrayed. You speak and sigh, land screams. I hear your echo everywhere.
The other mic. Ah, wonderful, Keely. So atmospheric, you know, speaking of atmospheric, you know, your album is, and you only dropped it, well, oh, goodness me, it was June, wasn't it? June 30th?
Yeah, the last day of June. So I consider that it came out in July, even though it was the very last day of June.
The album is one of those where you need to close your eyes, which I did, as you can picture like the atmospheric kind of magical kind of journey that it takes you on. And it's got all the slashes, all indie pop things. And what I love about the album as well, it's not just one sound. You're taking, it can be sort of like the dreamy pop, such as we just heard then. And then it can take us out to just like a 90s indies track as well. Yeah. So, and that's what I like about your album as well. It does take us on a journey, not only lyrically through Inga, but the whole journey of...
But yeah, I'm so glad that you said that, Joe, because that really is the essence of what we're trying to create. It's a magical, immersive world, basically, that we're building. And it's all inspired by Inga. It's inspired by someone who I can never meet and who hasn't been in the world for 35 years. And yet... an extraordinary thing from beyond the grave, she's managing to inspire all of this creativity to be to come into the world. Mm-hmm. And all these songs that are written about her story and about her journey through life, as short as it was, I'm determined that it's going to last forever, because, you know, there's that thing that Tony Wilson once said about, you know, people die but great songs live forever. And yeah. And to me, it's like the ultimate thing. What a beautiful achievement for her to be able to achieve, you know, even though she hasn't been in the world for the last 35 years. These songs hopefully will carry on, and I'm obviously going to carry on singing her story. Mm. And having these songs being a vehicle for her voice, and every album that follows, it's like it's a continuation of the story musically as well as lyrically. Mm. And it's a testament, it's like an artistic kind of legacy that, sure, that she is unwittingly, you know, spawned, and that she's kind of, you know, inspiring. So it reminds me of something that Bob Dylan said once. I think it's the most beautiful, succinct phrase. Mm. He said that the highest purpose of art is to inspire. Mm. And she, Inga Marie Hauser, is fulfilling the highest purpose of art. Mm. Unbeknownst to her, she's fulfilling that. Her killers, they aren't fulfilling that. They haven't achieved that. Mm. What have they done with their lives? Nothing of value, nothing of note. They've done one of the most reprehensible things possible, which is to take the life of a beautiful young girl. Mm. But she's achieving that despite not even being in the world, which I think is an amazing thing.
Yeah. But there's something wonderful as well that I found on one of the lyrics. You said, "We would have been friends, I'm convinced of that, if nothing else," as well. When you can really sense that, the passion, it's not just, oh, that's a subject I can write about it. It's literally consumed you, hasn't
completely,
it?
Completely.
Would you say it's completely overtaken your life?
Absolutely. There was a point. Well, I never from day one, I went with my heart and I just dived into it. And at that time, I was unaware. When I first started writing about Inga and I first started blogging about her, I had no idea that there was interest in her story from around the world. It was complete surprise to me when my blog, The Keeley Chronicles, went viral on the first day of publication. But ever since then, it's taken over my life, and she has taken over my heart. And I remember when Alan, my producer, said to me, you know, we were nearing the end of the sessions for Drawn to the Flame, the debut mini album, and he said, you know, what are you going to do when the album's finished? I was like, how do you mean? He said, what are you going to write about? I was like, it hadn't even occurred to me that I would write about anything else. To me, I think if I was to kind of to put that to one side and write about something else, it would feel like a spiritual betrayal or something. I couldn't do it. It'd feel like letting her go.
That's right.
Forever.
No, I get that. Although, I mean, we've only got a minute left, right? But the album at the end, you actually moved me to tears, because I just put the headphones on, immersed myself in it, listen, and then right at the end, I don't really want to give anything away, because if anybody's listening, they need to go to Keeley Sound. That's KEELEYSOUND.com. You'll get all the links there to Keeley and all the socials. We've got about 20 to 30 seconds left, Keeley. Just do anything. Do you know what? Do you just want to say goodbye after the news? Should we do that?
Sure.
Let's do that. All right. So we've got about 20 seconds left. So again, you can catch Keeley at keeleysound.com. Come back after the news. It's Kylie Minogue, Padam, Padam. And again, sorry to all the Adams out there recently, because now they've all been called Padam, Padam instead of Adam. Right, coming up in a second, we've got Simple Minds, the latest track from them. Yes, you heard right, with Solstice Kiss. But first, we're still here with Keeley on Phoenix FM. Just because I didn't even get a chance to find out what you've got coming up next, Keeley.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Jo. Right, well, we're in the middle of our first ever UK tour. We just played London last night. We're playing Bristol tomorrow night at the Thunderbolt with the Darling Buds. That is going to be a fantastic show.
That's
and then
great
next
gig.
Wednesday, we're in Glasgow at Nice and Sleazy. That's our own headline.
Oh,
gig.
I love the name of that.
And then on Thursday, we're in Glasgow at Love Music Glasgow, the record store, doing an in-store there. And then on Friday, we play in Manchester. Friday the 22nd of September, we play in Manchester at Atma. That's also our own gig. And then on the Saturday, the tour finishes up in Leeds at the Vinyl Whistle in Headingley.
Wow.
And you being a big football fan, you'll be interested to know that the Premier League football referee John Moss actually founded that record store, and that's what he does now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I found this out yesterday. I was like, wow, John Moss.
Oh, you know, I'm so pleased you got a bit of football in. Oh, Keeley, I know. It's a shame that you've got a gig tomorrow in Bristol. Well, not a shame for everybody that's going to come and listen to you, because it's going to be brilliant. But I would have dragged you to see West Ham. That's what I would have done tomorrow.
I would have been bang up for that. The Happy Hammers.
Absolutely.
Quite the start of the season.
We certainly have.
I thought the interesting thing was, considering that, you know, they were getting so much stick because they were the only Premier League club not to sign a player for ages. Yeah. And then suddenly they probably had the best window of everyone, bringing in the likes of Mohamed Kudos, bringing in James Ward-Prowse, Edson Alvarez, and also Mavropanos. I mean, it's
do you know what? You never cease to surprise me, to be fair, Keeley. But anything else you need to promote before we go? Because I don't want to start me off about talking about West Ham.
The only thing really, I suppose, primarily, other than the tour, is the album Floating Above Everything Else. It's on all streaming platforms.
Yeah.
If that's your bag, you know, listening on Spotify, whatever. It's also in all good record stores, as the cliche goes, but it's a cliche for a reason. Vinyl, actually, I think all the vinyl's sold out now. The only place you'll get a vinyl record copy is on the tour. So if you come and see us play live, you'll get a otherwise sold out vinyl copy.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I can just,
it is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Excellent. I've got a signed copy. Well, Keely, listen again. Thank you so much for coming along.
Welcome.
It's been an absolute, utter joy.
Thanks
could
so
have
much.
Spoken
Thanks
to for you for
me.
Hours. But listen, I will catch you again soon. And it's KeelySound.com. Is that
That's
right?
That's right. KeelySound.com is where it's at.
Brilliant stuff. Cheers, Keely.